All right, we're doing, once again, we're doing the Machlokas, the Ramban, and Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. One more time, I'll just go through the facts. Okay, you have three chaburas, of let's say four people, and then one guy leaves from each chabura, and now the story is like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, if those three guys who left the respective three chaburas get together, so of course, I mean, that's not Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, that's the Gemara, it says they can do Zima. However, according to the way Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid learns, the idea of Parach Zima Me'alayo is that if the original group does Zima prior to the new group doing Zima, then it's Parach Zima Me'alayo. Then it's Parach from each one of them and they can't do Zima. So it's just a matter of whether or not the new group of three does Zeman in time prior to the original groups. If the original groups do it first, then it's Parach. If not, then it's not Parach. The Ramban agrees with the basic facts with one major distinction. He holds that once you're koveya with the new group of three, then it can never be parach. Even if your original group does zimun, you are still, the new group is eligible to do zimun. Each one of the members is still chayev, since they were koveya first. It's only parach in the interim time period from the time the original three guys left from their respective chaburas until they form the new chabura. That's when it's subject to parach zimun me'alayu. But if it happens once they're koveya, then the halacha is they still could do zimun, there's still a chova zimun, and that's the story. Okay? So we wanted to, it's not a simple, certainly by any stretch of imagination, this is not a simple, sugya and a simple set of machlokas and facts. So we wanted to define that question. Okay? So, all right, give me one second. So, according to Reb Yehuda, what we would say is as follows.